Thank you for being here today to celebrate Nadine's life. My mother would be very happy to see you all here today, and that we are gathered here to honor her and share memories of her would please her. My mother was somebody I could count on. If she said she would be somewhere, she would always show up early, before anyone else. If she said she would do something, she always did it well, and well before the deadline. If she offered advice, which she did often, it was always good advice, even if it was unwelcome advice. My mother kept complete records, as any good librarian should. She believed that relationships were important, and she didn't trust herself to remember their evolution. If at any time in the last 60 years she sent you a card or a gift, and I'll bet she did, or you sent her a card or a gift, or she went to your house, or you went to hers, she wrote it down on a 3x5 card, 10 lines to a card, both sides, and kept it forever. She didn't start with me until I moved out. I had 14. She had loose leaf notebooks, printed copies of every email anyone ever sent her. She didn't trust technology. She had a huge stack of albums full of photos she had taken, mostly of people eating. Food was important in her life. My mother was a long-range planner with long-range goals. When she set her goals, she left no stone unturned to achieve them. She was relentless. In the 50s, she decided that Glassboro, the place where I grew up, needed public housing so that poor people would have decent places to live. The first housing official she brought to Ellesmere, that's a section of Glassboro, said, after they toured, that it needed renewal, but it sure wasn't urban. The implication being that Glassboro wouldn't qualify. In fact, in those days, towns that size did not build public housing. But my mother managed to convince the feds, the state, and the local governments to fund her project. As a young boy, I was an unwilling tag-along as she went around to convince the people who had 20-foot frontage lots with newspaper windows, no plumbing, no electricity, to turn them over so that she could build her project. After many years of constant and gritty effort, she managed to get the first 60-unit project built. She also worked as the town librarian in Glassboro. She decided that the town's library wasn't big enough and they should have a new, bigger library. And she embarked on a 7-year, that was short for her, campaign to get a new library, including starting a library booster group. Have you ever heard of a library booster group? And she persuaded hundreds of people to join, and she wrote a column in the local paper every week for 7 years, making the library seem like just about the most exciting place one could be. The fire department wanted the same site, and they had a lot of support. You can imagine, nobody wants to do without fire department, and nobody wants the fire department to be mad at you. But they never stood a chance. The new library was big and beautiful. My mother was the most optimistic person I've ever known. She believed that progress in all fields of human endeavor was ongoing, not just in science and standard of living, but also in human nature. She was always working on her own self-improvement. She thought of herself as a late bloomer, even though she graduated from high school as valedictorian at age 15. She took up guitar in her 60s and practiced diligently for years with small arthritic fingers and really not much success. But she always thought she was about to get better. She played tennis until she was 85. She was small and slow and weak. But she never understood why bigger and younger and quicker and stronger people should be able to beat her. And when some of us let her win, she thought it was because she was good enough. If you asked my mother what gave her life meaning, she would say it was her family. She loved and cared for all of us with high expectations and a determination to see them fulfilled. She just knew that someday I would be less slothful and sloppy and improve to a more satisfactory state. And maybe if she'd lived longer, I would have. What I know is that every one of her descendants is here today. All of them know she was proud of them in spite of their shortcomings. And she always did her best to help us every day of her life.